If you fancy performing your drama of Irish pub culture in an Irish pub, try not to be too successful. Broken Crow Theatre Company's Blackwater Babble, which celebrates, among other things, the pub's sing-song, had its premiere in Callanan's Pub in George's Quay in Cork City back in 2018. But now the mystical two-hander starring John McCarthy and Gary Murphy returns for a nationwide tour, having been coaxed out of the snug and onto the stage of theatres around the country. Culture Files' Rachel Andrews went to meet the cast and director Joe Marr to talk about scaling up and singing out.
The Irish pub in itself is a very particular thing. You know, it's something that's... I remember some years ago when they were doing surveys on why people come to Ireland, and at the same time bringing in the smoking ban and pubs were closing down, but then realising that people's number one reason for coming to Ireland is actually the Irish pub and Irish music in the pub and the sing-song.
The joys of the labouring man.
My name is Joe Marr. I'm the director of Blackwater Babble.
Boozing, bloody well boozing.
Ronan the writer always envisioned it being in a pub because a large part of the play is about one of the characters in his younger days was attempting to write a book about the evolution of a pub sing-song and how it works and how it fails when it fails and those sort of things. So the idea of having the show itself in a pub where people have their pint in their hand and watch the show was very interesting and evocative to him. It relies on intimacy, and it's more difficult to be intimate with someone in a 200-seater theatre or whatever. So it's a matter of a bit of voice work with the lads, being clear on what needs to be different from the last time and what can remain the same.
Thought you didn't remember.
I thought you did.
Locks the door. Pours himself a drink. And the sing-song begins!
My name is Gary Murphy. My character doesn't have a name in the play, but in the script, I'm Nope and John is Yip. And it's essentially yes and no. John is playing the younger character simply because he's younger. And it seems like at a younger age, there's more positivity, there's more hope, there's life is about to start and go to the places that he wants it to. And Nope, I think, is more cynical, having seen it all and realised that the hopes and dreams probably didn't materialise in the way that he might have wanted it to. And what happens in between is essentially the story that the play tells.
My name is John McCarthy. We've had a great opportunity in coming back to it. And Gary and I have had a lot of conversations over the last two or three days going, I didn't really know that's what that line was about, because there was the rush of getting it ready the first time and ready enough for a preview effectively. And often then the pressures of the space and it being a new piece of writing means that it's sort of just hanging on to that for the week in front of an audience. But this time we get to really consider that very simple but complex proposition of the play, which is people at different times in their life sitting next to each other talking about that. What drives my character really is that I don't know what happens after in my future, even though my future has already happened. So my character is kind of stuck in the 1970s and talking to his older self, as Gary alluded to, about the great drama that is the bridge between them. And so the revelation of what that drama is...
Tell me something you remember.
...is what I am constantly trying to draw out from him.
You were there. What about the summer after? There's a big gap here. I remember the three of us heading off together, driving Dahi's old miner with the gammy wipers, and Rose with the string. Where were we off to?
It was a Cortina.
Jesus, it was.
Even though there's two of us on the stage, we're both playing the same person at different stages in his life. And as far as I'm concerned, as an actor, I'm the only person on the stage. I never refer to John, I never see John, I never engage with John, even though I'm talking to John for the whole play. That's different, and it's a challenge, because there are times when naturally you just go to look at him and say, oh no, I can't be doing that.
I think it's David Mamet, who I don't really like, but I think David Mamet said all dialogue is interrupted monologue. So I have the thing I want to say, but I need him sometimes to feed me things in order to say it. But definitely I feel sorry for Gary, because he doesn't look at me, but I get to look at him and be there and acknowledge him all the time.
Tell me, says he.
Stop.
Well, I know she has a bit of a reputation.
Shut up.
It's along the Blackwater River that he used to spend you know, these summers or whenever he went off doing this, and it was in the pubs along the Blackwater that he heard these sing-songs, and the characters who can bring a sing-song alive and the ones who can kill it with two notes because they should never be singing publicly. You know?
Boozin', bloody well boozin'.
And what is he doing whenever he can?
Boozin', bloody well boozin'.
Comes home on a Saturday, gives his wife all she goes off to the market, makes many a call.
What brings her home clinging onto the wall?
There is singing in the play. Both John and myself sing, and we sing together at times. But it kind of drifts in, and then it drifts back out again, and we go back to the story. You know, it's there constantly in the background as a piece of wallpaper.
The place of it is important. Some of the places along the river are referred to. Ronan Fitzgibbon, the writer, who is a Corkman but lives in Tramore in Waterford, I'd imagine a lot of the imagery from this came from driving up and down to Cork, and could you cross over to Blackwater a couple of times in doing so? And there's lovely little villages along the way, like Capoquin, for example, that we mentioned.
What brings her home clinging onto the wall?
So I guess the Blackwater is what winds in between that, and again, yes, the river is almost a metaphor for the memory drifting away eventually into the ocean, which is death, if you like, beyond us.
And it's all of us likes to go boozing. Thank you. Thank you.
I never knew you had it in you.
Actors John McCarthy and Gary Murphy there, along with director Joe Marr, on their show Blackwater Babble, which opens tonight in the Everyman in Cork, before moving to Waterford, Charleville, Tala, Kilkenny, and finishing up back in Garter Lane, Waterford, on the 1st of February, at Broken Crow TC on Twitter for more.